Welcome to the Self-Awareness and Self-Compassion Podcast, formerly known as the Full Spectrum Feeling Podcast. I'm your host, Blaise Schwaller, life coach, mom, and former tattoo artist. I help people heal their past, speak their truth, and love the lives that they're living now. Join me here every week for conversations on how to live an imperfect but fully engaged life that embraces all the feels so that you can stretch into your best life while enjoying the you that's here right now. Hello, everybody. This week, I want to talk about freedom and personal freedoms. So in America, we're just celebrating the 4th of July weekend, and it's always a good time to think about what does it mean to have your independence? And I know that we're thinking about it as a country on that level, but I want to break it down to the more personal level because that's what this podcast is all about, is how you're feeling in your body, how you're feeling in your mind and heart, and what do you personally believe independence and freedom means to you. This is something that comes up with my daughter often, is her perception of what does it mean to be free, to do what she wants. And in her opinion, we're always telling her what to do and how to do stuff, and we never let her do anything she wants to do, which as a parent, I'm sure anyone else who's a parent would also find hilarious, where you're like, oh my God, I let you do what you want all the time, and my whole life is about giving you opportunities and letting you do things. And yet, that's not her experience of it. Her experience is that we're just making it hard, and she will have an idea or a whim or something that she wants to do or explore, and we're constantly telling her, not now, not that way, don't do this, don't do that. And it's frustrating to her. So it makes me kind of check myself and go, okay, how much liberty can I give her to have her experience while still ensuring that she's safe from harm and able to do the other things that she also wants freedom to do? So we have some interesting conversations around it about, well, I know that you want to eat like a cupcake for breakfast. What will happen if you make that choice? And what will happen if you continue to make that choice? What's the result of that? And could I allow you to do it? And would that be a bad decision for me, for her, for just life in general? Or is it just me having an idea about what she should be experiencing and enforcing that on her? So in a weird way, I think about that being so similar to the way that countries are run, right? And the way governments are run and the way laws are set up. So there's the way things are done, and it's generally, initially at least, set up to give citizens and people more freedoms, right? More opportunity to have a happy life or freedom to do what they want while also ensuring that other good things can happen. And yet, you know, we all get cranky about it sometimes and go, well, that's not the way I wanted it to be. So what is it that makes us feel free and like we have choice? And how often is it true is the other question that I have. So I feel like I live a life where I get to do what I want. I'm fairly free to choose my schedule, choose the people that I work with. I, you know, still have to show up and make appointments and go to things when they're open. I don't have 100% liberty to do anything I want whenever I want, because that isn't reality. Sometimes the store is closed, or, you know, things take a while to get ordered, or, you know, the weather is bad. Things come up. And yet it's this feeling that I still get to make things happen in my life. If I choose that I want to do something, despite having to work around schedules and timing and money and all of those things, I feel that I am capable of working to make most things happen. And the things that are out of reach for me, often I'm just not that interested in enough to do the work that I think would have to happen in order to make that result happen. So for instance, like, do I want to be incredibly famous? No, I don't really have an ambition for that. I feel like it would take a whole lot more work than I'm currently doing, and I just don't want to alter my life that much to make it happen. I think, though, if it was important to me, I probably could find the energy and I would find the effort, and it probably wouldn't be as hard as I'm currently making it out to be, but it's not something that I connect with deeply. I guess what I'm trying to say is that whatever we connect with deeply in our heart, like a deeply held value, those are the things that we find more effortless to work towards, even as we put effort towards them. So what I mean by that is, even as I'm working to build my business, to build the podcast, to be a better mom, to, you know, be better with my body, I have a lot of motivation intrinsically, like within me, that pours into that without me feeling like it's desperate hard work. I'm not waking up in the morning going, oh God, I have to do that. That's not the feeling that I have. Instead, I wake up and I'm like, okay, how can I do this today? Where could I do this today? And when I have setbacks or I'm not really feeling into it, which is also something that it gets in the way of our freedom, right? Where we feel like we have to be super motivated or happy about everything that we want to do. I have opinions about that. But when I don't want to do it, I find it pretty easy to find like my way in, the way to open the door to feeling better about it and still taking the action anyway. And it's something that I work with my clients to do as well, is to go, no matter what, you're going to have a goal that requires you to do a thing. And when you have that goal and you have to do the thing, you're going to resist doing it for whatever reason. You're going to have a bad day. You're not going to feel good. You just don't want to do it. What we have to do is help you understand that you don't have to feel amazing about taking the action in order to still take the action and have it be effective. And you don't have to take every single action every single day in order to make effective change. You just have to consistently take action. So you get to choose which one feels more reasonable, which one is a low-hanging fruit to grab that day. And then if you're feeling particularly great and you have a ton of energy, then you can actually climb the tree and go for the high-hanging fruit. But each day you're always going to make a grab. Even if it's just bending down and picking one up off the ground, if it's like an apple that fell to the ground, that's fine. It's still moving towards your goal of filling the basket. Yes, it's all very good stuff. So to return to what makes us feel free to do all of that, I think it's this idea that we want to be in charge of our destiny. We don't want to be told what to do. So there's something that happens when we get told to do something, most of us just automatically dig our heels in and we want to resist that and be like, no, I don't want to do it, even if it was our idea in the first place. As soon as it comes out of someone else's mouth and they're like, hey, let's do this, like we're just like, well, yeah, I don't know, I've got to question it. And I think it is just an innate thing where we want to assert our identity and our independence, and we want to be in charge of that. So feeling free and feeling like we're in charge of our life does require us to have some say about the direction that we're going in. And more to the point, I think it's the approach that we have to doing it. So we might all be going in the same direction, but we don't want to get there the same way. And that's actually fine. It's actually wonderful for us to feel good about it and to feel like we've had every opportunity to do it our way. We actually need to be allowed to go at our own pace. We need to be allowed to have our own experience doing the thing and not have what the experience is dictated to us. So sometimes the feedback I get from my daughter is that she wants to do it her way and she wants to think about it and take her time and practice, and she doesn't want help because she wants to have the experience on her own of what she wanted to have happen. And then if it didn't happen, she wants the feedback from that. And I think that's a wonderful way to grow and to get where you're going and improve and get better. So for her, a lot of her her independence is expressed artistically and writing and drawing and making crafts and sculpting. And she is interested in watching YouTubers a lot and seeing how they craft things and then doing it her own way or copying them, but then changing it a little. And she's not actually that interested in me showing her. And I think that's cool. So rather than having me say like, oh, you should do it like this and that'll be better, she didn't want to hear it from me because I'm her mom. She wants to hear it from what she considers her peers, like these people on YouTube that, I mean, they're older than her, but in her mind, like this is her team. This is what she wants to do. And these are the people she admires. And I'm excited about that for her. So I think I learn a lot about what it takes to feel like you are the captain of your own ship and what makes you feel like you're not. The things that my daughter says makes her feel the least like she's in control is like enforcing bedtime and how she's supposed to feel at night And I've been backing off of that kind of language. I'm like, well, you don't have to feel tired, but I do need you to sleep. And I don't know when would work best for you, but there is a hard deadline on when you have to get up and go somewhere. So some of it I'm trying to reason out, and sometimes you just can't reason these things. It's just the world that we're living in, right? But for her to feel good about bedtime, she needs to be in control of what she wears, the order of brushing teeth and combing hair and getting ready. And then she likes to have more time for discussions after all of that. And that's what makes her feel good. Whereas for me, I wish we could have all the discussions earlier and then just go to sleep at the end of all of it. But that's okay. You know, everything ends up being a negotiation. And we all eventually get where we want to go anyway, hopefully. Setting up a life of contentment sometimes has to do with limits as well. And I've thought a lot about that in my life and for my daughter as well, is what kind of boundaries create a structure in which she is free to experiment, in which she is more at liberty to do things the way that she wants. Where can there be a limit that keeps her safe or makes sure that she's going in the direction that she wants to go while allowing her to make mistakes and allowing her to have her own experiences? And where do I set that up in my own life as well? Like, how can I keep myself on the rails and not just like go to crazy town every time something weird happens, but still allows me enough space to push myself and make a mistake? How much freedom is too much and how much isn't enough? And I think this is a tightrope act that we all are walking to figure out how many boundaries feel good to us and how many feel too restrictive and like we just don't have any breathing room. And I think we all know instinctively where that is because our body tells us. We get really angry and cranky and we feel cramped and trapped when we don't have enough freedom or we haven't had enough space to express ourselves. All of it is about boundaries and setting like where we feel good and comfortable in being who we are. And then not enough boundaries is where we feel lost. And we feel kind of confused and we're not able to really make a decision because there's too many. So I think we're always kind of navigating ourselves towards where can we set up enough restriction or have enough of a focus where the choices get narrowed enough for us to even make one. When there's more than three or four choices, like we get really confused. I think honestly, it's like beyond three, we start to be like, oh, now I don't know which one is the right one. We think that we want more choices, but we usually want less. So my way around that is getting more specific about what eventually we want to have happen, whether that's a feeling. I often start there as like, what's the kind of experience that you want to have? And what might you be able to narrow it down to in choices that could support that? And then it becomes easier to say, does this choice line up with that future experience that I want? Or is it really leading me off track? And then it becomes much easier to make choices. And I think part of freedom really is about that. It's freedom of choice. It's not freedom to just exist, because existing is choices. Existing is figuring out where you want to go and what you want to do and how you want to be. And I hope for all of us that we actually have that. We have that freedom to be who we are, to express ourselves the way that we want, and to show up in life feeling like we belong and that we're welcome. And that's been actually a really rough one over the past few years and decades, I don't know, my whole life. But it seems like it's really heating up in this country where people are really hot about what others should and shouldn't do and how they can express themselves. And it really, honestly, it pisses me off because I think there's space for all of us. There's space for everyone. And it is rare in my experience that someone living their life actually impinges on me living mine. I don't know. I find it difficult. It's a tough one for me because I'm so apart from wanting to restrict people from identifying as they identify or loving who they will and love that I can't imagine how that affects me in any way. Like, I just can't wrap my mind around how it would impinge on me just living my life and loving how I love and living how I live. Maybe I'm missing something, but I can't imagine what it is. So that's something also on my mind, that it's important to me that we continue to uphold everyone's right to be free to be who they are, to express themselves as they are, to be able to talk about their experience as they experience it and not dictate for them what that is or what that means, because that's their meaning. That's their life. It's not my life. I don't get to dictate that. And I get mad when other people try to dictate to me what my experience is. And I think you all do too. No one wants to get told what it means that they feel a certain way. We just want to be told it's okay that we feel. Yeah. We all just want to be okay to feel how we feel. And to act in the way that we feel is the most true to ourselves and the most right. And that's important. And I really question when we get uppity about other people existing. Like, you got to really wonder, what is it that threatens me so much and makes me feel uncomfortable to the point that I need to say something to or about that other person and restrict their ability to exist? What's insecure about me that makes that so scary? And that's a tough question. And I don't know the answer to that. That's something that each person has to wrestle with themselves. But that is on my mind as well. I wish for all of you listening that you do feel free. Free to make your choices. Free to live who you are. To love how you love. To be how you be. To choose how you choose. And that your choices support you in having a long and happy and healthy and fulfilling life, and that you feel that you're able to create a place for yourself of belonging, and that through each of us doing that, that we're able to create space for each other, space for everyone to belong. That's always been my biggest wish, really, is just belonging and feeling like we all have importance and space to be, that we're all able to share our voice. And you all have been listening to me, and I'm so grateful that you've given me this opportunity and this platform to be able to share my voice and some of my thoughts. And it's an honor that you even want to listen at all. So deeply from my heart, thank you. I want that for all of you too. Your voices matter. Your experiences matter. And I want liberty and freedom for all of us. That's what I have to say this week. I'm wishing you all a life of belonging and joy and peace. And I will see you next week. Thanks so much for joining me. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with someone you love, and leave us a review. You can learn more and get some self-compassion tips and tricks by visiting coachwithblaze.com, where you can sign up to get my free booklet on overcoming anxiety, overwhelm, exhaustion, and burnout. I'm sending you so much appreciation and love, and I'll see you next time.